The Friday feedback after a pledge drive is a good place to summarize listener comments, and since we ended our drive last Tuesday, here goes. Janet Siepker and Edward Terberg said, "We belong simply to support the small amount of classical music you play. We do not like and do not listen to Dr. Furious Spot, Talk of the Nation, Diane Rehm, or This American Life. We've grown less and less fond of Garrison Keillor. Way too much profanity and discussion of bodily functions. I know about your surveys that demonstrate that classical music is less popular with your other listeners, but it is the basis for the establishment of the station." Amanda Worley of Lake Waccamaw said, "I love the programming and have to chuckle when Cleve reads some of the comments on feedback. You can't please everyone all the time. Some people just want to complain. I'm a sustaining member, been a member from the beginning." Sherry Moore O'Connor of Surf City said, "While Soup to Nuts and A Smooth Landing are my favorites, I can't say there isn't a program I don't enjoy." Ruth Brown said, "An absolutely wonderful station. Wilmington would be lost without WHQR. Jennifer Beiser of Winnebo said, "I'm a high school civics teacher, and I can't tell you the number of times I've said to my students, 'This morning on NPR, I heard this story. How does it relate to what we're learning in class? I know I'm a better teacher for listening to WHQR. Darian Brooks said, "WHQR is part and parcel of Wilmington." Diane and Craig Snow said, "My 16-year-old son Benjamin chooses WHQR over every other radio station first thing in the morning and loves listening to Saturday Opera. Jamila is the most awesome Zen DJ." Joanna Idy of Winnebo said, "I'd love to have all talk NPR programming, but unlike many of your listeners, I think the current programming mix is most appropriate for this demographic. I've been especially disturbed by the mean-spirited comments of some disgruntled listeners. Perhaps they should move over to Fox News or the new classic station. I'm a member for life." Matthew and Caroline Williams said, "It's the only thing I trust in the world of commercial news. It's the last bastion." Betsy Andronikoff of Burgos said, "I come from Paris, France to Burgos every year, and I donate to WHQR. John and Amy Bosang said, "We love all except the music, especially the scary church music on Sunday." Donald Miklos said, "You should work hard to stay out of politics." Tommy Lanier said, "This is a lifeline, the only station that makes sense." Stephanie and Riley Monteith said, "My parents stream the station in Mexico. I love it." Cherry Horn said, "I still love WHQR and the local programming, but recent programming changes are most of the reason for the current difficulties with this pledge drive. Many of my friends are switching to the new classical station in Wilmington because they prefer less talk and more music." James and Elizabeth McNabb said, "We like Phil Furia, and please remind people that the station was founded by opera and classical music lovers, and that is important to know. We also like the variety of the station." Kathleen Kowal of Rocky Point said, "I didn't think I could get used to Diane Rehm, but the show is so good that I like it." Mary Carol Hogan said, "Diane Rehm is too liberal for my taste." Kim Cannon said, "We appreciate every bit of it. Thanks for the response to listener feedback and the constant improvements." Ronnie and Cindy McNeil said, "Congratulations for almost 28 years of service to Wilmington and the surrounding community." Wendy and Michael Bassett said, "I moved here from Vancouver, B.C. last year. I love everything about your station." Bill and Emily Vassar love Midday Cafe and say kudos to George and Phil. Lee Sturman said, "I love the programming. Most especially, I value the sense of community that this station offers. I'm a longtime NPR listener while living in various cities and states. None has offered the combination of quality programming and dedication to community that I have found and come to treasure in WHQR." Anna Christina Jimenez of Rocky Point said, "Listening to public radio makes me feel like a grown-up." Dale Holbrook said, "I want these Southern folks to know that Yankees are not all carpetbaggers." Duncan McFadden of Asheville said, "Greetings and good luck from the high country." Roy and Suzanne Jameson of Wilmington said, "Still quite enjoyable." Rick and Brenda Dixon said, "Very good, carry on." And Beth Quirkham said, "Yeehaw." Here's a heartfelt thank you to everyone who contacted us during the drive. If you missed it, we still haven't reached the $180,000 mark, and you can help us do that with your pledge at whqr.org. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. For your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station, you can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.